In Romans chapter 8, verse 36 and 37, it says this: As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. All Christians have a distinguishing mark. They do. It's their confidence in Christ's love. He loves them, and they love him. They rejoice that God's love has been shown to them by his imparting of the gift of grace and by his holy call to life in the Lamb of glory. Love to Jesus is the flame that seals their hearts and binds them to Christ. This word conquerors that's used here in Romans 8:37 comes from a Greek word, hupernikos, and it means to vanquish, to gain a decisive victory, to prevail, to get glory. The ambition of the Christian in Christ is boundless. They are enabled by divine grace to know the power of the love of Jesus and to live for the glory of their thorn-crowned King. I want to bring you a message this morning, if the Lord will help me, that I have entitled Conquerors Through Christ. There are three or four things I want you to see from this verse of Scripture, this passage of Scripture. These victories that he gives us are won by those who are possessed of Christ's love. The Lord Jesus Christ did not die for every Tom, Dick, and Harry. And the world needs to learn that, because they keep rattling their jaws about how he died for everybody, and he's done his best, but he can't win them over. I'm going to tell you something. Those who Christ loves win a great victory. Well, we need to look attentively at our champion, the God-man, Jesus Christ. You're going to have somebody that's on your side. You better make sure that he's the champion. I mean, what you talking about? Talking about dogs, you want a dog that's a champion. You talk about a horse, you want a horse that's a champion. And if you're going to have somebody fight for you, you better make sure he's the champion. Because if he's not the champion, somebody else is going to knock him out. We see this world as an amphitheater of destruction and defeat. Driving down the road the other day, and I saw a house that was for sale. I know a guy that used to live there, a guy that built the house. And I wonder whatever came of him. I used to go to church with him years ago when the Lord first saved me. And he was regular as he could be. But the Lord blessed him and he got too busy. He had the wrong champion. There's danger in a lion's den. But the despair of the lion's den will soon be exposed if you have King Jesus as your conqueror. Our champion contended for us, and we serve him now because he did so. Believers must struggle with life's tribulations. There are all these people out here standing in pulpits today preaching, telling folks, if you'll just trust Jesus, you'll have no more problems. One of us is wrong. And I don't think it's me. I have more problems I've ever had in my life. I mean, there's sickness, poverty, misunderstanding. This week I've just felt old. I don't know if any of y'all do that, but I mean, I do. I have days I just feel old. The Lord of glory picks us up. Our trials are burdens that press heavy upon us. I'm thankful to God that I don't have the pressure on me that I've had at other times. I mean, I've had moments in my life, and I know you have too, when it just seemed like there was no end to this stuff. Sickness, death, adversity, hardship. But God sustains believers from all their afflictions and trials. I remember sitting in a chair one night all night long, answering the phone. It rang every 5 minutes. Telling an operator, no, I will not accept the charges. Next morning I came to church and I asked you to pray with me that that problem would be resolved. I found out later that day my son said he'd been praying all night long that God would resolve it his way too, and they didn't agree with each other, but God worked it out the way he wanted to work it out. We're conquerors over distress and mental grief. I have to tell you this, because somebody's always asking me. I've never been depressed that I know of. Since the Lord saved me, I haven't been depressed. I don't know why to be depressed. I have a great conqueror. Now, I know there are people who do, and I'm sorry for them. It's a difficult situation to deal with. But God gives us victory over distress and over grief. And we sometimes don't seem to know which way to turn. Now, I've been that way. They got these round and rounds. You ever been on one of these round and rounds that got in roads now where you don't stop, you just go around, you go off where you want to go? Sometimes I just want to keep going around and around. I mean, I just... You don't know how to calm yourself, how to steady yourself. You don't need to. You have a conqueror. Genuine Christians are confident that they'll overcome, but only through Christ. I have no question at all that I have no ability. The Lord of glory said, without me, you can do nothing. But he also said, you can do all things with me. The apostle also references persecutions as falling on believers. There's no crime that hadn't been charged against believers. They've been charged everything. I've known believers to be charged with all kinds of things. I've known several men that were ministers and pastors, and I'm convinced some of them were innocent, and they're charged of some charge by some evil person, and changes their whole life. In prisons, God's children sang his praises and rejoiced him. Everybody's trying to sleep. Oh, and boys are sitting over there in the prison. They're singing Amazing Grace and Rock of Ages and all those good old hymns. And all of a sudden, the chains fall off. The doors open up. The jailer runs in with a sword. He's about to commit Harry Carey. They said, just wait. We're all here. In persecutions and in the most horrible trials, God is a sweet song to sing. Read Fox's Book of Martyrs. It'll make you understand what believers have paid. Persecution has fallen on God's saints, but it's never won a game. The Washington Generals, you all are not sports fans, may not know who they are. They're the team that plays the Harlem Globetrotters. They haven't won a ball game since back, I think, in the 60s sometimes. They were playing in some pro summer league yesterday, and they won a ball game. And, I mean, that's all the news on the sports channels. The Washington Nationals won a ball game. Well, I'll tell you what, you may not have won a game since 1993 or 1963 or 1943, but I'll tell you this much. If you're walking with Christ, Christ is in your heart and you're in his heart, you're more than a conqueror. The apostle also mentions up in this 8th chapter of Romans that they dealt with famine. Now, it's pretty obvious from looking at me, I don't like being hungry. But if that's necessary, it's necessary. They are conquerors because they have overcome their enemies. God's people have starved to death. Many believers were banned from their jobs. They couldn't make a living. Let me ask you a question. You don't have to answer. Just think about it. If it was the law of this land that if you were a believer and you came to church today, you couldn't work tomorrow, would you be here? Worth thinking about. The saints would bear famine rather than deny Christ. Believers were banished from their homes, thrown out of their houses. Oftentimes they'd strip their clothes away. They'd walk around naked, wrapped up in a bush or something. Their tormentors stripped them to embarrass them and to shame them, but you cannot shame a conqueror. They stood naked before their enemies, but the glow of Christ shined from their hearts, filled their persons. The apostle also mentions that they were in danger of peril. Peril is a constant exposure to death. There are jobs that are full of peril. Now, if you work in an office and you run a calculator, you're fairly safe. Matter of fact, most jobs today are pretty safe. But if you're digging coal out of a mine that's 2 miles under the ground, you never know when the roof's going to fall in. If you're a diver out there in the ocean, you never know when a great white shark's going to come up behind you. They dealt with peril. They were never sure of a moment's mercy from the Roman oppression. They dealt with robbery and torture from the enemies of the gospel. Can you imagine losing everything you have because you love Christ? The love of Christ lifts up believers in spite of their trials and their troubles and says, you're more than conquerors. He also speaks of the sword. Now, we don't see swords today too much. Kung Fu fighters, they use them, stuff like that. But he speaks of the sword. It was a cruel form of death for the martyrs. Those Roman soldiers used swords without fear. Believers surrendered their necks to the sword because they loved Christ. Can you walk up there and lay your head on the chopping block? They have gone to the stake and died in the flames, singing his praises. Can you imagine there, wood piled around your legs and set on fire, and the chains that hold you there are beginning to burn your flesh, and you're singing, oh, worship the King. The love of Christ lifts up the believer in spite of all their trials and all their tribulations and all their troubles. They have gone and suffered, but they're conquerors in Christ through it all. Our trials are not so severe. They're not. You ought to be thankful to live in a free country, protected from evil. I don't know how long it's going to last. I'm concerned with a lot of things that are going on in our country. I mean, the mayor of Lexington writes to some guy in California and tells him, I want you to know we're all for gay people here, so don't ban people from coming to Lexington. Well, I'm not for gay people. I don't have anything against them. It's their business. They want to deal with God's wrath, they can deal with it. But I'm not going to hire one. Whatever the cost may be. The church is more likely to lose her way in this soft world in which we live. That's why this morning across this county, there's 140 churches or something like that in this county, and 138 of them or 39 of them are preaching lies to people. They're not conquerors in Christ. They're conquerors in themselves. People don't come to church. When I was a child, everybody went to church, just about. There were very few people in this county that didn't go to church. Wickedest men and women in this country. They went to church every Sunday. They might not pay attention to what was said, but they were there. Men didn't walk around on the street naked. Now women walk around naked. You ever saw a man's tattoo? They wore long sleeve shirts in the summertime. They had tattoos. And now some people look like a barber pole. People don't pray. People don't give. Somebody was here not long ago visiting, and they said, what do I do with my money? And I said, put it in your pocket. They said, no, I want to give it to the church. I said, well, put it in that box back there. They said, you don't take up offerings? I said, no. How do you pay the bills? People put money in the box. There have been times there wasn't enough money to pay the bills. pastor gets his checkbook out. If he's got any money left that month, he pays the bills. I don't mind. There are no times when believers can dispense with their watchfulness. We are more than conquerors. But I encourage you to be watchful, because we must see our conqueror at work. Here's the second thing I want you to see. We must also take a hard look at this fight of faith. Our text says that the children of grace are more than conquerors. They're better because the blood of Christ is nobler. There's nothing so precious. When the battle is over and the victory is won, all the credit goes to Christ. I never forget the lady that came to church here one day, and she called me up. She said, I'm looking for a church. And I said, what kind of church are you looking for? She said, I'm looking for a church where they'll remember me and praise me for all I do for the church. I said, well, you're looking at the wrong church. That's when I put that sign up out there. You ever notice it when you come in? Here, everybody's nobody. Because Christ is all. We're conquered in many ways. But we're victorious because we're more than conquerors. The conqueror fights for victory with selfish motives. These Roman soldiers, they fought battles, and they had a selfish motive. You know, patriotism, I'm a patriot. I love America. But patriotism is actually nothing in the world but magnificent selfishness. Our country is the best. You know why you say that? Because you live here. And you reap its benefits and its rewards. You lived in Iraq or Syria or Egypt, you might have a different tune. When a battle is won, the winning side always loses something. The believer's faith grows stronger. Their patience becomes more. I can tell you right now, your pastor is an impatient man. But he's more patient now than he's ever been in his life. It's got something to do with pages falling off calendar and seeing my conqueror. The Christian, by touching God, falls down helpless. But in their falling down, they grow stronger. You know, most conquerors have to struggle and agonize to win the conflict. This fighting is not an easy thing. Some of you know I don't sleep well. I just don't. I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't go back to sleep. Sometimes I turn the television on just to make some noise to put me to sleep. And they have these MMA fights on in the middle of the night. Have you ever seen an MMA? They beat the tar out of each other. Those fights are not for giggles and grins. Some boxer is going to fight an MMA guy. Now, he'll knock the MMA guy out pretty quick. But I bet the MMA guy puts a knot or two on his head. God's people suffer without remorse. They endure without retracting, and they glorify Christ without complaining. I think about some of the humblest people I've ever known, and none of them were preachers. I remember old David Quinn. He and his wife never owned a car. They walked everywhere they went. He was the humblest man, sweetest man I ever knew in my life. Obedience and suffering are labored while singing to God's glory. When the strife is so severe, the saints are most blessed. Bill can tell you one of the best things about being a pastor is dealing with people when they're going through troubles. God's people, when they're going through troubles, they deal with things. And there's a different attitude about them. You go talk to somebody in the hospital and they're sick, and they'll tell you, if I ever get well, I can get out. If I can get out of here and get well and get out of here, I'll be okay. Everything will be all right. Young lady, sit down. Mr. Ray told me this morning, if the Lord gets me well, it'll be all right. And if he takes me home, it'll be all right. That's the attitude of being more than a conqueror. They're conquerors because they've overcome their enemies. They convert their persecutors by their patience. Saul of Tarsus hated the church. He hated the gospel. He hated the word of God. He was going to kill them all. And God came down with a club and he beat him half to death. He came down with a rope and hung him. All God did was turn on the light. And Paul began to cry out, "Why are you persecuting me? Who are you?" He said, "I'm the Lord that you've been persecuting." Believers who are trusting in Christ and in his love are more glorious as conquerors in God's battle. I remember going to a bedside one day of a lady in the church I was pastoring at the time. She was 86 years old. She was dying. She'd been sick for a long time. Her children were there. She had 6 or 7 children. They were all crying, and mom was going to die. And she laid there in the bed as quiet as a mouse and listened to that for a while. I had prayer with her. She sat up in the bed and she said, "I want you all to shut up and stop that. God's going to take me home and I'll be free from this world. And I'm happy about it." The host of God's elect in the New Jerusalem triumph in Christ. Then we must ask ourselves, who are these conquerors? Who are they? There are people who dramatically love Christ. I tell you, I didn't love Christ. I didn't love God. Didn't love anything religious. But when God showed me my sins and showed me his Son and gave me faith, I loved him. I still do. I've been made rich because of love for Christ. Most of the people in the early churches were dirt poor. They were illiterate people, but they loved Christ. The learned have died gloriously. But the unlearned have embraced power. They're more than conquerors. Children have suffered for Christ. They've been washed in His blood. The Welsh believers during the days of the Inquisition, they took their Bibles away. They had their children memorize the scriptures. They'd call on a little boy or a little girl, quote the 46th Psalm, and they would quote it off. They'd preach from that. That was their Bible. Was that easy? No. But it was necessary. Aged saints have been participants in His love and mercy. I always wondered how old Simeon was. You know, one guy said he thought he was 113, and I always thought he was about 75 or 80. And one guy I read said he thought he was about 40. It doesn't matter how old you are. We're more than conquerors through Christ that loved us. The desire to serve the Master. Whatever your situation. More than conquerors. If you'd be a hero of faith, now's your time opportunity. Count it your joy to be called into the battle of the redeemed. I'm glad to stand on Christ's side. There's no room in this battle for all who love Christ, because they're going to stand and watch Him fight. There are crowns for all of them, which they'll take off and present to Christ. And then real quickly, there's a mysterious power that sustained these conquerors. Christ is their captain. Christ showed them how to endure by suffering as their example, and they triumphed through Christ, who's their teacher and their triumph. He teaches us. They're conquerors because Christ is with them. See these martyrs, these men and women He spoke to here and in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, examples of God's power in action. How glorious! God took the poorest vessels and put Himself in them. I was frying some bacon the other day, and I wanted to save the grease, and I tried to find something to put it in. And that's good grease. I don't want to put that in just any old cup or whatever. I tell you, God baffles the mighty by using the weak and the ignorant. These saints are defenseless, and yet God uses them to conquer worldly powers. His love gives them victory. He has loved them. He loves them now, and He always will love them. If they've suffered for Him, it was His love that let them suffer. Don't ever forget that. God has a purpose in everything He does. If He lets you suffer in sickness, in poverty, in adversity, in being spoken against, He has a purpose in it. They should never doubt His love. And that's what makes them strong. I loved my wife more than anybody on this earth. And one thing she did for me that you may never know about, except I'm going to tell you right now, she never stopped loving me. No matter how rotten I was. Don't go to Moses' law. 10 empty commandments that have no value to dear saints of God. Go always to Him who loves you. Don't fear difficulties. Don't dread tribulations. March to your destiny as heroes of faith and more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. Remember that the victories have already been won by the Lord Jesus. Never forget the struggles of this life and pay attention in the fight of faith. How blessed we are that Christ has made conquerors of poor sinners. Old hymn writer wrote this one time. He said, "Hail mighty Jesus, how divine is thy virtuous soul. The stoutest rebel must resign at thy commanding word. Oh, may my humble soul be found among that favored band, and I with them thy praise will sound throughout Emmanuel's land. And they who with their leader have conquered in the fight, forever and forever are clad in robes of white. In all these things, we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us." Your trust in Christ. Rest in Him. If you've never trusted Christ, it's my prayer that God will open your heart and let you see yourself as you are and bring you to His Son in humble faith and let you believe Him to be more than conquerors.